This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So this is the second session of Dar al-Akhirah, the next life, and what to expect at the time of death and in the grave and the next life, inshallah. وذكرنا في المرة الماضية في عجالة أن الحياة قصيرة سواء قاصرت أو طارت فهي قصيرة. So we mentioned last time that, as they say in Urdu, for those who speak Urdu, زندگی بہت مختصر ہے, life is very short. Whether you live 70 years or 120 years or 30 years, life is very short compared to life in the grave, which could be thousands of years, and life in Akhirah, which is for eternity. So our life on this earth is very short compared to our life in the grave and in the next life. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about the fact that we experience death on a daily basis. يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى يذكرنا في القرآن في أكثر من موضع. في عندنا سورة الأنعام وفي سورة الزمر, الله سبحانه وتعالى يخبرنا أننا نموت الموتة الصغرى يوميا. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يقرن بين النوم والموت, تمام؟ فالنوم بيسموه الموتة الصغرى والموت بيسموه الموتة الكبرى. So الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran, he describes sleep at night as the twin brother of death. At least in two surahs in the Quran, Surah An'am and in Surah Zumar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you sleep at night, every night, you experience the minor death. As an example, that death exists, and at the end of our times, khalas, we'll experience the major death. So we sleep at night. When we wake up in the morning, this is like ba'th. So when we sleep at night, this is like death. And we will wake up in the morning, this is like resurrection on the day of judgment. Min sifat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sisters can sit in the back or on the other side. فمن صفات الله سبحانه وتعالى التي يعني يصف أو ينزه نفسه عنها في القرآن أنه لا يموت وأنه لا ينام. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes himself in the Quran saying that all these imperfect qualities are not suitable for him. So he doesn't die and he doesn't sleep. He doesn't need sleep because he never gets tired. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu, يعني لا يموت, al-qayyum. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. So one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that he is al-hayy, the all-living, he doesn't die. Al-qayyum, he is the all-sustainer, he provides for everyone. So As-Samad in Surah Ikhlas, Allahu As-Samad, he provides for everyone and he doesn't need provision from anyone. All of us need him, but he doesn't need anyone. This is As-Samad. Al-Qayyum, Al-Qaimu ala kulli shay. يعني مثلا, the fact that we receive our rizq all the time is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that the sun and the moon, they are traveling in their orbits, this is from Al-Qayyum, Al-Qaim, because he is the one who is keeping them doing their function on a daily basis. The fact that your heart beats, the fact that you breathe, the fact that your eye blinks, this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the one behind all of this, Al-Qayyum. Without him, everything will collapse. Tamam? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ أَن تَزُولَ. It says in the Quran that if it was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heavens and the earth will fall apart. Everything will collapse. And the fact that they persist, they do their function on a daily basis, is because he is al-qayyum. He's taking care of everything. لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. So sina basically means drowsiness, and naum is sleep. So what is the difference between drowsiness and sleep? To make it easier for you, inshallah, to get the concept, so every Jum'ah, when you go to the masjid and the khatib starts the khutbah, when he says, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ, and you start to do like this, this is drowsiness. So you're half awake, half asleep. تمام؟ وَالنَّوْم, when he says, أَمَّا بَعْدْ, He says, inshallah, we're going to talk about this. We'll talk about Iman and Yaqeen. We'll talk about, man, not again. This is Nawm, sleep. You don't hear anything, right? So drowsiness is half awake, half asleep. Sleep is actually dead sleep. You can't hear anything. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not overtaken by drowsiness or sleep. So why do people fall into drowsiness? It's because they are tired. And why do they get sleep? Because their bodies need rest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected by fatigue or He's not overwhelmed with all the things that He does. فالله سبحانه وتعالى يعني عندهم في الكتاب المقدس مثلا انه في الصفحه الاولى من سفر التكوين ان الله سبحانه وتعالى لما خلق السماوات والارض في سته ايام هو استراح في اليوم السادس تمام فلذلك بيكون يوم السبت عندهم هو يوم الراحه فان the book of Genesis it says that when Allah created the heavens and the earth on 6 days He needed rest on the 6th day so this is why He rested on the 7th So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrects this understanding by saying, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبٍ اللُغُوبِ اللي هو التعب. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Qaf, I created the heavens and the earth in 6 days and I never got tired. So this is the answer to this one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in at least a couple of places that sleep is the twin brother of death. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتكلم عن نفس الموضوع في أحاديث كثيرة يعني مثلا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأذكار لما قبل النوم فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في دعائه كما في البخاري ومسلم بسمك اللهم وضعت جنبي وباسمك أرفعه ويقول اللهم إن أمسكت روحي أو نفسي فارحمها وإن أرسلتها فاحفظها بما تحفظ به عبادك الصالحين So the Prophet ﷺ says before his sleep, Ya Allah, if you call back, if you hold back my life or my soul, then forgive me. Which means if I die in my sleep, forgive me. But if you release my soul when I wake up in the morning, then protect me as you protect your righteous servants. طبعا ذكرنا في سورة الزمر في آية 42 الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول الله يتوفى الأنفس حين موتها والتي لم تمت في منامها يعني الله سبحانه وتعالى يمسك روحين يمسك الروح التي ماتت وروح الأحياء في نومها فيمسك التي قضى عليها الموت يعني يبقي التي ماتت عنده ويرسل الأخرى يطلقها اللي هي روح الحي إذا كان نائما ويرسل الأخرى إلى أجل مسمى حتى يأتي وقت الوفاة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Zumar, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who calls back the souls when people die in their sleep or when people die. And He also withholds or takes the souls of people, the living when they sleep. Then He keeps those who are dead and releases the souls of those who are alive until their time comes to die, then He will take their souls. Indeed, in this are signs for people who reflect. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استيقظ من النوم كان يقول الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعد أن أماتنا وإليه النشور الحمد لله الذي رد إلي روحي. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he woke up in the morning he would say praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave me back my life after my sleep. So I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me back my life and my soul after my sleep. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila, في الحديث في الدار قطني, أَفِي الْجَنَّةِ نَوْمٍ So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, do people sleep in Jannah? Yeah, we understand we'll enjoy everything, the rivers, al-hur al-ayn and everything. Subhanallah, بعض الأخوات بيضايقوا لما بنقول الحور العين. فلازم نقول لهم إنه النساء في الآخرة هم حور العين ونساء الدنيا هم حور الطين تمام؟ فالله سبحانه وتعالى يعني هذا من النعم فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked Do people sleep in Jannah? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا الموت أو النوم أخو الموت والجنة لا موت فيها So when the Prophet ﷺ in this hadith in Ad-Dar Qutni was asked, do people sleep in Jannah? He said, no, sleep is the twin brother of death. And there is no death in Jannah. You will not need to sleep because in dunya, you sleep when you are tired. You will never get tired in Jannah. Khalas, it's a different type of life. What else do we learn from these hadith and from these ayat of the Quran? There's an important aspect. Taban, as I mentioned, when the ruh travels in your sleep, this is a time when you have dreams. طبعا الانسان لما روحه بتنطلق وهو نائم بيرى المنامات والاحلام. So you remember if your dad or your mom or grandparents passed away, if they're still alive, may Allah give them a long life. But if they passed away, this is the time when you meet their souls. And people come always with dreams. I saw my father, I saw my grandfather. Just today after Jum'ah, one Pakistani sister, she told me that the other day she had a dream and she saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream and his face was bright and he was smiling. فهذا من البشريات يعني. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني كما أمنا بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الدنيا ولم نره أن يجمعنا وإياه في الآخرة في مستقر رحمته. So the sister told me she saw the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in her dream. So we always make the dua that as we believed in the Prophet ﷺ in this dunya without seeing him, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the honor of seeing him on the day of judgment. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول في الحديث البخاري في عدة روايات منه إن الرؤى الأحلام اللي الإنسان بيشوفها ثلاثة أنواع. في رؤيا من الله الإنسان شاف حاجة كويسة, شاف إنه في الجنة, شاف إن هو بياخد المرتب بتاعه آخر الشهر, شاف مثلا حاجة كويسة, فهذا من الله وهذه من البشريات. فأقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فليحمد الله عليها وليحدث بها. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in an authentic hadith, the dreams or the visions you see in your dreams are three types. So the first type are beautiful dreams and they are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a good sign. So you see yourself in Jannah, you see the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you see yourself in the Kaaba doing Hajj or Umrah. So these are good dreams. They are from Allah. And you have the right to tell whoever you want. You can tell to people. والثانية رؤية الثانية من الشيطان. يعني واحد يشوف نفسه بيموت. واحد يشوف نفسه بيقع في جهنم. واحد مثلا بيشوف مثلا خصموا منه مصاري. تمام فخر الشر. فحس انه متعذب ومتضايق. فهذه من الشيطان. The second type, when you see yourself in a miserable position, or someone sees themselves being roasted in Jahannam, or they are falling in the ocean, they are being eaten by sharks, right? You wake up and you are devastated, it's basically a nightmare, and this is from Shaitan, and the Prophet ﷺ said, don't say it to anyone. Why? Because if you tell someone who loves you, they will be worried and concerned. هتضايق الناس اللي بيحبوك لو حكيت لهم. ولو حكيت لواحد بيكرهك هيشمت فيك. And if you tell someone who hates you, they will be dancing in the street. They will be happy that something bad is going to happen to you. So this is from Shaitan. Say, A'udhu Billah, and move on. Don't care about it, right? Just move on. وَالرُّؤْيَا الثَّالِثَةَ كَمَا يَقُولُ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث مِنَ النَّفْسِ. The third type is from your nafs. Because sometimes we have concerns in life. We have stresses in life. So this will reflect on your subconscious and this will come out in your dreams. يعني say for example, أي واحد فيكم الرؤية الثالثة اللي هي من النفس, أي واحد بيجي كندا, هو كان دكتور هناك في البلاد وبيجي هنا عشان بيعمل اختبارات المعادلة عشان يبقى طبيب هنا, طبعا بيطلعوا عينه وبينفخوه من الامتحانات صح؟ فما بيجي عند الفاينل, الامتحان الفاينل خلاص اللي هيقرر إذا كان هيبقى طبيب ولا هيبقى يشتغل أي حاجة تانية. فسبحان الله شهرين قبل الامتحانات وقعد بقى يحلم ان العربية عطلت في الطريق او رحت هناك ولقيت الباب بتاع مكان الاختبار مغلق او حصل زلزال او في كارثة او المبنى وقع او رسبت في الامتحان. دي الاحلام اللي بتيجي. ليش؟ يعني هذه من النفس. الانسان دايما مضطرب فبيقعد يحلم بهذه الامور. The third type is from your nafs, especially when you have stress and concerns and worries in life. So I gave the example of some brothers and sisters, before they take their final exams, which will determine their future, they are under a lot of pressure and stress. So a month or two before the exams, they start having all these dreams. I used to have these dreams when I was taking exams at Al-Azhar, for example. 1 month before the exams, I start having these dreams. Like my car breaks down, or the building where I'm going to take the exam collapses, or the professor dies, I miss the exam, I fail. Things like this. If someone is getting married, they have their wedding next month, they have all these dreams. My mother-in-law dies, the wife will be kidnapped, something terrible will happen, the house will collapse. Because you have all these concerns, something terrible will happen. This is how people think, because they have a lot of concerns. So again, don't worry too much, because nothing will happen without Qadr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنْ يَحْدُثَ أَمْرٌ إِلَّا بِقَدْرِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So as I mentioned, all these dreams happen most of the time because when a ruh departs from your body and it travels and wanders, you meet the people who passed away, you start having all these dreams, and in your dreams you go to places you have never been to. You see all kinds of people that you never met before in your life, and this happens in the dreams. And subhanAllah, as I mentioned, you meet people who passed away. أذكر أنه في أحد الإخوة أنا أعرفه يعني مات أبوه وكان في مشاكل بين أبوه وبين عمته كان هم الورثة الوحيدين للجد فطبعا الجد كعادة للناس في القرى في الفلاحين عندنا فكتب الأرض كلها لابنه وحرم بنته لم يعطيها شيء فصديقي هذا بعد أن مات أبوه رأى رؤيا ورأى أباه في المنام وكان أبوه يعني حزين وفي موقف صعب جدا فلما سأله إيش المشكلة قال يعني أنا تعبان وكذا لأني ما عطيت يعني حق عمتك في الميراث لها وأنا أخذت الأرض كاملة لأن أبي كتبها لي فلما استيقظ الابن من المنام هو كلم عمته التي حرمت من الميراث ورد لها نصيبها من الميراث تمام وكان يعني أبوه وعمتي في المحاكم 30 سنة وفي قطيعة رحم وكذا فقام هذا الابن وكلم عمته ورد لها نصيبها من الميراث ثم رأى والده وهو في خير حال رآه مسرورا أنه رجع هذه الأموال لعمته وسبحان الله هذا الأخ يعني لما دفع الأموال من خالص ماله فإن الله سبحانه وتعالى كافأه في نفس الشهر تقريبا أعطاه مكافأة ضعف الأموال التي أعطاها لعمته نظير نصيبها في الميراث تمام هدية من الله سبحانه وتعالى من حيث لا يشعر ولا يدري فالأخ اللي بحكي قصته في هذه القصة هو أنا والأب الذي في القصة هو والدي والعمة هي عمتي تمام So there is this story of a brother his father passed away so he had a dream of his father and his father was not happy in the dream so he said what happened he said you know I took the inheritance of your uncle, of your aunt. You say aunt in Canada, but it should be aunt, because ant is the insect, right? Al-hashara, al-namla. So al-hashara, ant. Al-amma, aunt. So there has to be a difference, right? What happened? He said, well, I didn't give your aunt her share of the inheritance, and this is why I'm in a bad shape in Akhirah. So he said, okay, I'm going to take care of it. The father and the aunt were fighting in courts for 30 years. It turned out that the grandfather had given all the inheritance to his son and he didn't give anything to his daughter. So the son called his aunt and he gave her everything, all her inheritance. Then he saw his father in the dream in a good shape. So, subhanAllah, when this son gave all the money back to his aunt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him the same month by giving him a reward. Double the amount that he paid to his aunt. Wallahi, it happened. And it's a true story. How do I know? The son in the story is me, and the father is my dad, and the aunt is my aunt. So it happened to me. I saw my dad in the dream, and he told me what to do, and I did exactly, and it made him happy when I saw him again in the dream. So it's a true story. فأختم بهذه القصة إن الناس تتراءى في المنامات وكذا وهذه القصة حقيقية حكاها الإمام ابن القيم كان في واحد شاعر اسمه التهامي كان شاعر مشهور ف فكان عنده ابن كان يحبه كثيرا على مسألة إنه الناس الأرواح تتقابل وكذا في المنام لما الإنسان ينام ويشوف ناس ماتت وكذا ويتفاعل معها. فالشاعر التهامي كما حكى ابن القيم رحمه الله قال إنه في أحد الناس رأى هذا الشاعر التهامي بعد موته. التهامي كان مات وكان مسكين، كان ابنه كان يعني ابنه كان مات في حياته، وهذا من أصعب الأمور التي تحدث لأي إنسان إنه ابنه يموت في حياته. إذا مات أبوه ماتت أمه معروفة، يعني كبير في السن وتعبان وكذا. إنما واحد يبقى عنده 50 سنة ويبقى ابنه عنده مثلا 20 سنة ويموت، يعني هذا يعني من الأمور اللي الصعبة جدا على حياة الإنسان. فسبحان الله، يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكثر الناس الذين ابتلوا بهذا الأمر. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان عنده 7 من الأبناء، 3 أولاد و4 بنات، كلهم مات في حياته إلا فاطمة رضي الله عنها، 6 ماتوا في حياته. فكان هذا أمر صعب جدا، ومع ذلك ذكرنا أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مع كل المشاكل والابتلاءات وموت الأبناء ومش عارف، ومع ذلك كان الصحابة يقولون والله ما رأينا أحدا أكثر تبسما من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم had 7 children, 3 boys and 4 daughters. 6 of them died in his lifetime, and that would have been very difficult for him. Yani I personally, my wife and I, we had a couple of miscarriages, and that was a very difficult time for us. So you have the baby, and you know you expect in like 5-6 months the baby is gonna come out, you're gonna enjoy your baby, and the baby dies. That was very difficult for us. But subhanAllah, in the case of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the kids were born. And some of them started to eat, and they started to talk and say Maba and Baba and all these things, and the kid will die for whatever reasons. So 6 times in his lifetimes, the Prophet ﷺ would take his kids to the grave and he would bury them. 6 out of 7. معاذ فاطمة رضي الله عنها فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرها أنك أول أهل بيتي لحوقا بي فماتت بعده صلى الله عليه وسلم ب6 أشهر. So when the Prophet ﷺ was giving up his soul, he told Fatima radiallahu anha, you are the first one from my family to catch up with me. And she passed away 6 months after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the point was, although the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost 6 out of his 7 children in his lifetime, and he had so many yani, problems in his life, the people were attacking him, his you know sahaba were killed and persecuted, his tribe were against him, they kicked him out, he went to Medina. So he lost 6 out of his 7 children. The Sahaba said, Wallahi, we never saw anyone who smiled more than the Prophet ﷺ. Because he was very positive. It didn't affect him. Same way, التهامي الذي مات ابنه صبر لما مات ابنه. يعني ما عادش يقطع في هدومه ويشد في شعره وكذا. صبر. وقال قصيدة في رثائه. فلما التهامي مات، واحد من الناس الصالحين رآه في المنام، فقال ماذا فعل الله بك؟ فقال إن الله تعالى أكرمني ببيت قلته لما مات ابني وكنت صابرا محتسبا، قلت جاورت أعدائي وجاور ربه شتاني بين جواره وجواري. يعني هو لما مات انتقل إلى رحمة الله، وكان الله سبحانه وتعالى هو جاره، يعني يرعاه ويشمله وكذا، وأنا بقيت في الدنيا مع الزعران والناس التعبان، تمام؟ فشتاني بين جواره وجواري، يعني هو بيلطف عن نفسه ويواسي نفسه ويقول إن ابني لما انتقل إلى الآخرة هو في مكان أحسن وهو في رحمة الله وفي معية الله، وأنا قاعد هنا مع الناس التعبانة فهو أحسن مني، فأنا خلاص مش عيط ومش هشد في شعري. So when this man التهامي his son passed away, he was not crying. He was patient. Then later, At-Tihami, this poet, passed away. So someone saw him in the dream. They saw this man At-Tihami. So he asked him, what did Allah do to you? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored me and he gave me great rewards for my patience. For one line of poetry, one verse of poetry, I said when my son died, I said that my son left me, but he is in a better place now. He is in the mercy and the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm here suffering with the wicked people around me. So my son is in a better place, I'm in a miserable place. So he's in a better place, I'm not going to cry. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا الفردوس الأعلى ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى اللهم ارزقنا قبل الموت توبة وعند الموت شهادة وبعد الموت جنة ونعيمة اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم واحشرنا تحت لوائه واسقنا من حوضه واسكننا الفردوس الأعلى مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وجزاكم الله خيرا. We'll see you next Friday إن شاء الله تعالى عشاء. جزاكم الله خيرا. بارك الله فيكم.